There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, welcome to this special extended interview with Marcus Ryder, MBE, who launched this year's appeal for the film and TV charity, where he's the CEO, and quite a new CEO.
2 months.
2 months in.
Yeah, I'm still counting weeks.
Yes.
This is my 8th week.
Are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it, but it's like having a baby in that, you know, you have the sleepless nights and then you're lulled into a false sense of security when they sleep through the night. And then you think, oh, this is easy. I can do this. And then you realise that that only lasts 2 weeks or 1 week, and then they start waking up or they've then got teething problems. And so I'm going through the, this is great. And I think in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to recognise, oh my goodness.
Here's the other things to do.
Here's something else.
So if people don't know, tell us a bit about the charity. What are its aims? What does it do today?
So the charity's got four basic aims. The three basic aims are to look after the physical, mental and financial well-being of people in the industry, people working in film, television and cinema. People often forget the cinema bit. And the fourth aim, which was adopted in 2019, was to also address issues around equity. So you can interpret that as being kind of diversity and inclusion stuff, but it's just equity generally, trying to overcome barriers of people in the industry.
Treating people fairly.
Yeah, and that type of stuff. I'd say the main thing that we're known for are the looking at the mental health of people working in the industry and trying to address that. And there is a massive mental health, I don't think it's too strong a word to say, crisis in film and television. And also there is an associated crisis when it comes to financial resilience, you know, as for reasons which I'm sure we're going to get into. So it's how do we help people with that? And those two things,
they're connected.
And they're also connected to equity, as in, you know, who hasn't got the bank of mum and dad, because then that will affect issues of equity and financial resilience. And so it's all interconnected.
And what attracted you to this role? I mean, it sounds a great role.
Well, a couple of years ago, I established or co-set up the Lenny Henry Centre, the Sir Lenny Henry Centre for Media Diversity, which was addressing issues of equity in just film and television. And well, it's actually, no, it's media more generally. We worked with newspapers as well and what have you, radio. And so I was swimming in that area of seeing how do we make the industry better. And this is kind of a natural extension of how do we make sure that people love working in film and television so they can produce the best film and television they can do. And it comes from, you know, I worked at the BBC for 24 years, last 8 years as a senior news exec, news and current affairs executive. And I was never a victim of bullying, but I worked in departments. I worked at BBC Scotland, which at that point there were some very public and high profile cases of bullying, which affects people's mental health. And I worked with freelancers. I was lucky enough to be staff, but I worked with freelancers, and I've worked in the industry long enough to see the issues of financial resilience and financial hardship in the models, in the financial models that we actually work with in the working practices. So, you know, film and television is, I love it. It's no exaggeration. I absolutely love the industry, and I want us to flourish. I want other people to love it. I don't want people leaving the industry that I love.
I mean, you must have heard some kind of heartbreaking stories as people apply for the money. It's never a nice thing, is it, to ask for help? It's hard to ask for help too.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely. And we've got to make sure that we coordinate better. And we are talking to, BBC Studios. I was in a meeting with BBC Studios just 2 days ago. You know, we are talking to Warner Brothers. We are talking to Amazon. You know, we're talking to everybody, because it's enlightened self-interest to make sure that these people do not leave the industry. And
do they get it?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, they do, but I would love them to get it so much that they could actually change their model so that the charity wasn't needed.
Mm.
Because currently the model, and this is something which I don't know, I've only been in, this is my eighth week, remember? It's my eighth week. But we do need to look at, is the freelance model fit for purpose? You know? And the trouble is that that used to be a whisper. That used to be a whisper as to whether the freelance model is fit for purpose. And I'd hear some people say it, and you'd think that you're some kind of mad communist person. Whereas now I'm hearing, very high-powered execs saying, we don't know if the freelance model actually works long-term, if we're going to keep that workforce, if we're going to keep hold of that talent, you know, if it's healthy for the British creative sector to be working to that model. We don't have an alternative right now. That's the problem. And
I look at it sometimes a bit where you have sort of the Amazons and Netflixes of the world investing in physical studios, like huge physical studios kind of popping up in Hertfordshire, whereas the human capital doesn't always get that same investment, does it?
Yes and no. Because to be fair to the Amazons of this world, you do see them investing in human capital. You do see that if they were here, they could easily point to the raft of money they spend on training and what have you. So it's less about the goodwill. For me, it's less about the goodwill of the streamers and the broadcasters, you know, and it's more about the economic model that they are working to. And the economic model that they are working to is one where you bring somebody on for a gig, they do the job, and then we don't know when their next gig is. And so that can have real issues, even if you look over the course of, if you average it out and over the course of a year or 2 years, even if the money they're taking home is reasonable, you know, trying to plan out that financial resilience when you don't know when your next job is, you know, can be really difficult. And it can have massive, to say all these things are interconnected, it can also have massive mental health issues as well, that insecurity.
Actually, speaking of that, we talked a bit about talking about diversity and representation. When the industry feels more pressure, do some of the commitments that broadcasters and production companies have made, do they fall by the wayside, or are you finding that people are focused on delivering what they've promised in that space?
That's always the fear, that it will be seen that diversity is seen as a nice to have, and so therefore those commitments, if it is seen as a nice to have, those commitments will fall by the wayside. I think some of the people that I'm talking to at Amazon, some of the people I'm talking to at ITV, and then all of a sudden I get nervous when I say that, because then people say, why didn't he mention BBC? So some of the people I mentioned, I'm talking at BBC, Channel 4, whatever. So some of the people I'm talking at, various broadcasters and streamers, recognize that if you want to create great product which appeals to different segments of not just the UK population but just globally, you know, having that diversity behind the camera as well as in front of the camera, you know, is absolutely necessary. My fear is that even with the best intentions of the broadcasters, is that if you have a model of long periods of unemployment, yes, the charity's there. Yes, we will be able to help. But long term, it could easily become an industry where you have to have the bank of mum and dad. Long term, it becomes an industry where if you have, especially if it's freelance, if you have children, you can't afford to look after your children because childcare is so expensive, so you won't be able to do that, or you won't be able to you know, go to a doctor's appointment because you're losing work because you're not getting paid as a freelancer to take that day off, you know, etc., etc. And so I think that we need to think of diversity in all its manifestations, you know, whether that's disability, whether that's ethnicity, but also social class,
economic
background, and they all intersect. You know, it's not, you know, and because they all intersect, you know, unless we can address that financial resilience issue, which the charity is trying to do, then even with the best will in the world, you know, even with the best programs, I would say the diversity will you know, will falter.
Well, okay, final word on the appeal. What are you hoping to achieve sort of this Christmas, sort of out of work freelancers?
Now, I am absolutely certain that there is a target that we have. And being 8 weeks in, that target number has gone clean out of my head. And I'm sure that I will have people back at the Film and TV Charity cursing me for not being able to remember that target number.
All targets can be exceeded, can't they?
But they all can. But what we're really looking for is that what we have is that we have a recognition from some brilliant people. So we have people like Maxine Peake have come in and recorded a message. I've called in a favour for my old friend Lenny Henry as well. So he's taken part in our appeal film, because what they recognise, and I think what so many people recognise, is that there is this crisis going currently on film television, high-end television, and non-scripted as well. And what we need is we need people to dig deep and to contribute. And it's really easy to contribute. You know, just go to filmtv.com. .org.uk. And my point is that if you're in work, if you're lucky enough to be one of the people in work right now working in film and television, then I feel it's almost, not almost, that's me being polite, it's your duty, you know, because but for the grace of God go all of us. You know,
we're all only a couple of odd decisions away from strange things happening, aren't we?
If you are a freelancer, we are all just one commission away. Literally, we are all just one commission away, if we're in work, from needing the charity's help. And so once we can acknowledge that, once we can see that, then we have to give. You have to give. I mean, yeah.
So to donate, filmtvcharity.org.uk, filmtvcharity.org.uk. Marcus Ryder, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.